The following is an initiation lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 19th, 2012, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunudhanvitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sivishakan Vitamscha. So, it is very nicely explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tasmad Gurum Prapadyecha Jigyashu Shreya Uttamam Shabde Paret Nishnatam Brahmani Upashamashriyam. If one wants to achieve the Shreya Uttamam, if one is interested to achieve the supreme benefit, then one must seek out a bona fide spiritual master.
Шримад Бхагаватам се обяснява много хубаво в този стих, че ако човек иска да постигне Шрея Мутамам или най-висшето благо, той трябва да търси авторитетен духовен учител.
And take shelter of him by initiation.
И да приеме подслон при него чрез посвещение.
Then the shloka describes what are the qualifications? How will you find out the bona fide spiritual master?
Тази шлока обяснява какви са квалификациите на духовния учител, как да откриете такава личност.
The bona fide spiritual master has realized the conclusions of the scriptures by deliberation.
Духовният учител е реализирал заключенията на писанията посредством размисъл.
And he is thus able to convince others of these conclusions.
И така той е способен да убеди и другите в тези заключения.
Such great personalities who have taken shelter of the Supreme Godhead, leaving aside all material considerations, are to be understood as bona fide spiritual masters. So this is a very important point. Rupa Goswami also emphasizes. He says, Adav Garashvayam Sadharma Pritscha Sadhu Marganu Gamanam. The very first step, if one wants to become spiritually awakened, is to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. And then what do? Saddharma Pritscha. You should inquire from him about the Absolute Truth. One should serve the spiritual master faithfully. One should have complete trust and faith in him. That is also stated. Yasya Devi Para Bhaktir Tata Devi Tata Guru Tasyaite Katita Hirata Prakashante Mahatmanaha. Only unto those great souls who have complete faith, unflinching faith in the words of the spiritual master. Are the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed? In other words, if you don't have faith in your spiritual master, you cannot understand what is Krishna consciousness. It is not something academic. Krishna consciousness is realized knowledge. You must have the awakening within your heart of your eternal spiritual identity, as described by Lord Chaitanya. Jivaras rupahai krishnara nityadas. The constitutional position of a living being is he's the eternal servant of Krishna. You can hear about it, but unless you actually surrender to a bona fide spiritual master, you can't really fully realize what it means. Why is that? Krishna explains this in the Adi Purana. He says, Ye me bhakta jana parata, na me bhakta shtate janaha, mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamata. He says, My dear Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, he is not my devotee. Na me bhaktas. But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my actual devotee. So, if you want to be devotee of Krishna, then you must seek out a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. What is the result? Prabhupada explains this result. On 5 January 1974, Srila Prabhupada explained deathlessness begins from the day of initiation. Adau garashvayam. As soon as you take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, your point of deathlessness begins immediately. So you actually have an eternal identity. You are Krishna's eternal servant. You have nothing to do with this material body. But due to the influence of the material energy, you are thinking something different. You are thinking that you are the body. That you are a man. That you are a woman. That you are a Bulgarian. White, black, or whatever it may be. So, by actually taking shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, who is the bona fide representative of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna, you become connected with your actual identity. You have that identity within you right now. And simply you've forgotten it. So by this mercy of the bona fide spiritual master, who is giving you actually the mercy of Krishna, he is the messenger for Krishna. By the mercy of the bona fide spiritual master, you then become turned on again. Your spiritual identity becomes revived. So Prabhupada always wanted these 10 offenses to be discussed on the initiation ceremonies. Because the initiation means the disciple is vowing to serve the spiritual master's orders. That every day I must chant at least 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Japa Mala, along with giving up sinful activities. So that chanting of Japa Mala requires one that follow certain principles to become pure, perfect in that chanting. In other words, just chanting isn't really enough. If one chants with offense, then you won't go back to Godhead. To go back to Godhead, one has to become an offenseless chanter of the holy names. So therefore, to understand what are these 10 offenses, it's very important. The first offense is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name of the Lord. This means we should always respect all the devotees. Even if there's some disagreement, we should never have ill will towards the devotees. Should always respect them. The second offense is to consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. In other words, chanting Durga, Durga, Shiva, Shiva, it's not the same as Krishna. Krishna is the God of the gods. He is the supreme Godhead. The other gods and goddesses are subordinate according to the Vedic vision. They are subordinate to Krishna. So if one thinks that they are the same, that's a great offense against Krishna. The third offense is to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. That means you have to, today you're all getting initiated, this means that you're committing yourself to obey the orders of your spiritual master. Whatever he tells you, you're committing yourself to follow those instructions. The fourth offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. Fifth offense is to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. In other words, it's just to hear all the glories of the holy name, it's some hype just to convince me to chant. The actual fact is the holy name is so potent and so powerful that you can't glorify it enough. It's not possible. The sixth offense is to give some interpretation on the holy name. This is the offense of the scholars. They simply try to give some understanding based on Sanskrit grammar without understanding the spiritual meaning. That Krishna means black, and black means darkness, and darkness means ignorance. So Krishna means ignorance. The seventh offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. I just really feel like having some sinful activity, but I'll chant some extra rounds tomorrow to make up for it. That's very, very sinful. Don't do such things. To consider the chanting of Hare Krishna one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as fruitive activities. In other words, to chant Hare Krishna for material benefit. That I'd like to get a new car. So I'm going to chant extra rounds so I can get a new car. Don't do any... Chant Hare Krishna and develop pure love of God. That's all. To instruct a faithless person about the glories of a holy name. This doesn't mean you should not preach. Lord Chaitanya has ordered us to preach to everyone. But you have to preach to someone on their level. If you're a mathematical genius and you're going to speak to some elementary school students, will you try to teach them calculus? No, you will tell them 1 plus 1 equals 2. And 2 times 2 equals 4. In this way, you have to preach to a person on his level where he can understand and digest what you're saying. Because you have to explain it in such a way that people appreciate it, you see. So don't preach in such a way that people become blasphemous. That's the meaning of this offense. The tenth offense is to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. Because if you're actually chanting properly, you'll become very attached to Krishna. And your material attachments will all go away. If your material attachments are not going away, that means you're not becoming attached to Krishna. You're chanting mechanically, like a machine. You're not putting your heart into it. If you put your heart and soul into the chanting, then naturally your material attachments will fade away into oblivion. Because Krishna is more attractive than anything in all of the whole universe. There's no amount of power or money or fame that can compete with the beauty of Krishna. And also one should not be inattentive while chanting Hare Krishna. Don't let your mind wander here and there when you're chanting. Chanting means meditation. Just like we think of somebody meditating, you know, they try to go into a trance of meditation. Well, we're going into a trance in the name of Krishna. We're going deep, deep, deep into the Nama Sindhu, the ocean of the name. So, if you're chanting japa properly, that means you're going deep sea diving. Going for the pearl of love of God and deep, deep in the ocean. So, Bhaktan Maria, what are the four regulated principles? What are the four regulated principles?
No meat-eating. No illicit sex.
Да не приемаме интоксиканти като кафе, черен чай,
no intoxicants like coffee and black tea, and no taking part in gambling.
Mm-hmm. How many rounds of Japa Mala will you chant every day?
Minimum 16.
Ah, very good. So, your name is Madhavi Devi Dasi. There is a very special devotee in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Her name is Madhavi. It is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that there are 3.5 devotees who are the most confidential associates of Lord Chaitanya.
And
two of them are Sikhi Mahiti and Sikhi Mahiti's sister. And that sister's name is Madhavi. So she's one of the most confidential associates of Lord Chaitanya. With these 3.5 devotees, Lord Chaitanya would discuss the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and with nobody else, just these intimate devotees. So she was one of the intimate inner circle of Lord Chaitanya. So now you become the pure devotee. Now next we are calling for Bhaktan Stephanie to offer your obeisances first to Prabhupada Shishiganitai. So, Bhaktan Stephanie, what are the 4 regulated principles?
No meat, no intoxication, no sex, and no gambling.
Very good. And what are the how many Japa Malas will you Hare Krishna Japa Mala will you chant every day on the beads?
At least 16 rounds every day.
Very good. So your name is Sumitra Devi Dasi. So if you have read the Ramayana, you know who is Sumitra. She is the mother of Lakshman. Very, very big Mataji in Ramlila, Sumitra Mataji. So now you must become a very humble servant. Do not think you are big because you are Sumitra. You are Sumitra Dasi, the servant of Sumitra. You must be very, very humble. Jai.